The Wild Rivers Program is a series of rivers designated by the General Assembly to protect them in their natural state, essentially wilderness quality, undeveloped, similar to the way they would have been when Daniel Boone came to the Commonwealth.
That's Morgan Jones. He heads Kentucky's Wild Rivers Program.
Rivers that still possess a majority of their natural features. They're free-flowing rivers. In other words, they're not controlled by dams. They haven't had any manipulation like channelization, ditching, diking. Certainly, unbroken forest and the natural setting are an important part of it. Essentially, they're the best rivers in the state, both in terms of scenery and in terms of water quality and fish and wildlife habitat. Seven of the rivers are the Cumberland River or Cumberland River tributaries, and two of them are separate watersheds, the Green River in Mammoth Cave National Park and the Red River in the Red River Gorge, which is a Kentucky River tributary.
That Kentucky Nature license plate on the back of Morgan's truck not only helps support the Wild Rivers Program, but helps support other land conservation agencies across state government.
The Red River and the Red River Gorge is nationally known, if not internationally known, for outstanding geologic features, cliffs, and rock shelters. It's also Kentucky's only federally designated wild and scenic river, which is essentially the same section that the state has designated as wild. The Cumberland River, the number one feature on that that's known throughout the United States, if not the world, would be Cumberland Falls. The entire river is not wild, but rather they're segments of a larger river. The shortest segment would probably be Martin's Fork in Harlan County, which is just under 4 miles long. The longest segment is the Green River in Mammoth Cave National Park, and it's about 26 miles in length. The section that's been designated as a state wild river is the portion of the Green within the boundaries of Mammoth Cave National Park, roughly 26 miles, real suitable for family canoeing, lots of wildlife viewing opportunities, excellent fishing.
Western Kentucky's Green River is particularly noteworthy. In addition to it being home to a freshwater clam that until 2005 was believed extinct, the Green River ranks as the fourth most biologically diverse river in the world. And if that's not enough, you might want to put a headlight on your canoe. Where the Green and the Echo Rivers meet in Mammoth Cave National Park, depending on water level, you can actually paddle your boat back into a cave and canoe underground for a few hundred feet.
Cool.
In all, there are 114 miles of wild rivers in Kentucky. But if you see only one, you've seen part of what makes our wild outdoors outstanding. Learn more at the Kentucky Division of Water website, water.ky.gov.